Here is a story where I have changed the identities to protect the innocent. A deacon was driving home late at night on a deserted highway after attending a wedding reception when he noticed flashing blue lights in his rearview mirror. He pulled over, rolled down his window, and waited. When the officer approached the driver's window, he spotted an empty bottle on the floor inside the car. "Sir, do you know how fast you were going?" Smelling the faint odor of wine, as the deacon answered, "No, I didn't." The officer then asked, "Sir, have you been drinking?" The deacon responded, "Just water." The trooper then questioned, "How come I smell wine?" Without skipping a beat, the deacon replied, "My goodness, Jesus has done it again." This passage from John is about Jesat, turning water into wine, which is something God does every day. Water does naturally turn into wine all the time, but usually through the gradual process of assimilation, crushing, and fermentation. So, why does our sophisticated mind have so much trouble with this gospel? Some people stumble and falter because what is told goes beyond the realm of the natural. Why would any party need 120 to 180 gallons of wine? Let's see. Six jars, 30 gallons each. That's 700, maybe 800 or more in today's bottles of wine. This wedding in Cana probably lasted 7 days. 7 days of eating and drinking. Think of what that must have meant to a peasant farmer whose daily fare consisted of some bread, olive oil, cheese, and water, because that's all he could afford. Also, a wedding was a time when there was meat and food and drink for a week. A wedding was a time of feasting. The dull, drab diet of bread and cheese was replaced this week with a banquet of meat and wine. But every wedding has a crisis. It must. Or it wouldn't be a wedding. In my daughter's wedding, I was dressed and ready to leave the house to arrive at the church at 2 p.m. when my daughter stopped me in the doorway of our bedroom and says, "Dad, can we talk?" Here is my daughter, as beautiful as ever, with her makeup perfect, her hair styled so that the veil enhances the hidden face within. What could my first child to marry and leave the nest find to be so important that she wants to talk while my wife and other two children, the limousine driver, the photographer, the maid of honor, and bridesmaids are waiting? "Dad," she says, "I don't have money to pay the limo driver." Jesus said, "Woman, how does your concern affect me?" My miracle for my daughter, if I may call it as such, was that I still had several traveler's checks stashed away from a previous trip my wife and I had taken. I was tempted on many occasions to spend those checks, Yet, there always seemed to be something deterring me from that. In hindsight, it may have been a soft voice whispering to me, or a distraction that made me lose my train of thought, and so I never spent those checks until my daughter's wedding day. Here is something wonderful. Jesus took empty water pots and had them filled with water. As they were ladled out, a miracle took place. When they took the water and served it to the guest, it became wine. In some respects, we are like those water pots. When Jesus wants to use us, he will fill us with the water of the Word of God. He wants us to ladle it out. When we ladle it out, the water gets to those it is destined for. It becomes wine, and it is changed by the power and action of the Holy Spirit. We are told in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." The Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and performs a miracle in the life of an individual. The Holy Spirit kept me from spending that money. I did not have time to go to the ATM and give my daughter away to be married at the same time. Like Mary, there are times when we must realize Jesus is the only one who can solve our problem. We may not always understand his timing or his method of solving our problem, but when we take it to him, he can work a miracle in our lives. Yet the miracle here is not that the water was changed into wine. The purpose of this miracle is to dramatize the glory of Christ and how the glory of Jesus has the power to transform. There are many times in our lives when the wine runs out. Times when we lose the money we invested in the stock market. Times when we started out as a joyful, loving relationship ends in divorce. Times when cancer spreads. Times when we lose our job. Times when we lose hope. The real miracle is that regardless of what happens to us today or tomorrow, regardless of what losses we suffer, regardless of what hills we are forced to climb, regardless of the hurts we must endure, the grace of God greets us and is inexhaustible. The miracle is that God takes ordinary people, regular things, everyday events, and changes them into new wine and gives them to us as gifts of love and grace. Gifts that strengthen, encourage, and heal. I cannot tell you what will happen in your life tomorrow, but whatever it is, God's grace and strength to face it will meet you on that day. He can change despair into hope, bitterness into peace, hatred into love, sorrow into joy, sin into grace, and death into life. Jesus has the power to change lives if we trust in him. Mary trusted her son. She knew he would not fail. She was so confident that she told the servants to do whatever Jesus tells you. Yes, it is good wine, the best wine, bottomless and abundant. By the way, I saw you in the picture at the wedding at Cana. I did. You were painted into the scene where Jesus said to the servant, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." There you were in the picture, drawing out the wine and taking it to someone else. That's what we do in church for one another, isn't it? And for one another in whatever place God puts us. We carry the wine from person to person to person. We see people take it. This is the best wine ever. Where did it come from? How can I have it? That's the best part of the story. That's the part I like most. You and I are in that pitcher. We dip into the jar. Out comes the wine. We take it to one another, where surprise and wonder never cease. We get to share God's inexhaustible love and joy.